Today is Thursday, April 3rd, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Imagine, if you may, and I don't think you could even imagine this, but your daughter comes to you, or you find out that your daughter was allegedly raped and sodomized by your stepfather. Imagine, if you may, putting your child through the system, the statements, the police, the medical exams, etc., 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 the hell that you go through, the hell that your child goes through, 10 or 11 years old. And then imagine, if you may, your child, before the case even comes to trial, dies. Your child gets taken from this earth by dying in a car accident. And then imagine, if this hasn't been hell on earth already, that the person who allegedly raped and sodomized your child goes to court and says, I can't get a fair trial because I can't confront my accuser. Your little girl is dead. The person allegedly who sodomized and raped her is crying that he has no rights. Is this something that I've just made up? No. It has to do with Becca McEvoy. And I'm going to talk about it tonight on my show, 9 o'clock Eastern, here on Scared Monkeys Radio. It's one that you can't miss. It's a story that just rips your heart out and tears it all to shreds. It's something that's actually happening in North America, in Alabama in this case, and it's something that we need to talk about. Shame on you, national media, for not picking up on this story. I have. We're going to talk about it tonight with family. We're going to talk about it with local reporters. We're going to talk about it with friends and some prosecutors. And we're going to learn about the hell that Becca McEvoy's family are going through. Becca McEvoy is in a better place. She's in heaven. The person who allegedly raped her and sodomized her has a special place waiting for him, too. Hopefully the courts will put him there. I'm Dana Pretzer.